Good afternoon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. It's a tough time of the year to get burned out of your home, and that happened to a couple in Mills River yesterday. Firefighters responded to a house fire on River Loop Road that started yesterday morning. According to Chris Ballinger, assistant chief with the Mills River Fire Department, that fire started in the back part of the house. Norm and Sandy Brown were at home at the time, and Mr. Brown says his wife Sandy noticed smoke coming from one of the air vents. As they investigated, they found the fire in a downstairs bedroom. The Red Cross is assisting the Browns. Work continues at the big rock slide on Interstate 40. That rock slide happened nearly a month ago, and crews have been working to stabilize the area ever since. Yesterday, crews with the subcontractor hauled away 300 loads of debris that weighed about 6,000 tons. It took 17 trucks to do it. That debris will be used by the U.S. Forest Service for future road repair. The reopening of the interstate is expected to take several months. Crews are working around the clock through Thanksgiving this week. Details about the Warren Haynes annual Christmas Jam are starting to get out. Brad Whitford, guitarist with the legendary rock band Aerosmith, will join Warren Haynes at the Christmas Jam December 12th at the Asheville Civic Center. And two Jam veterans return for the first time in a while. Jimmy Herring of Widespread Panic and Jeff Austin of Yonder Mountain String Band will be on the stage. Other acts that are confirmed include the Counting Crows, Ani DeFranco, Haynes' own band Government Mule, and more. The Christmas Jam is a benefit for local charity each year. The jam tickets are on sale at the Civic Center box office or at www.ticketmaster.com. Brevard College's Porter Center for Performing Arts will feature classical guitarist Robert Grucka in a performance at 7:30 Friday, December the 11th. Tickets cost $25 for adults and $10 for students, and you can get them at the Porter Center box office Monday through Friday. That's open from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. You can also check online at www.theportercenter.org. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Luce.